At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What if I told you weight loss is not about willpower, cutting carbs, or working harder in the gym, but instead comes down to flipping a specific switch in your body, one that helps flush out unnecessary calories? Heart surgeon and nutrition expert Dr. Stephen Gundry is revealing a new, simple, but insanely effective way to help get a slim, energized, and healthy body with no deprivation, restrictions, or fads. MCT Wellness can help you flip that switch yourself from the comfort of your own home. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. All you do is add a scoop to water and enjoy. Help unlock your body's potential by going to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
Hey, welcome to the show. Feeling good with Duddy. That's me. Let's go.
Ooh. Episode 79 of the Feeling Good with Duddy podcast. Yeah, welcome to the bunker. It's freezing in here, but we've got a good episode, a really good episode. We're excited. The election's still going, all right? So we're going to talk about some election memes. We've got a conspiracy query, news for 24/7 Q&A. Duddy's got news about his music career, and we have missing people in a local mountainside cottage town. Oh, so much mystery, so much fun. This is Feeling Good with Duddy, the podcast that points at the world, laughs hysterically, then points in the mirror, laughs at ourselves. Fairest of the fair, greatest of them all. That's us. I'm Jake B, a barber in Southern California. This is my brother, guitar player, singer of the Dirty Heads. Everybody welcome him, Duddy B.
Yes, hello. Thank you for that.
Yes,
and thank you guys for listening, and also thank you guys for your reviews and your ratings. I've been seeing them come in, and we do appreciate it. Thank you so much. If you are listening and you have been enjoying the show, please give us a review, give us a rating, especially on that Apple Podcast app. It really does help us out.
I'm gonna look at the reviews right now. Keep going, Duddy.
Yeah, no, yeah. So we do appreciate it. We do see them coming in. So yeah, thank you guys so much. And if you haven't already, please do head on over, leave us a review and a rating, and we will appreciate it.
155.
Whoa.
We are absolutely dominating life. And there it is. It looks like we still have 1 4-star. The rest are 5-star.
Okay.
I can't wait till we get a 3-star, my favorite number. Yeah. And you know, we sprinkle in some 2s and 1s, but mainly 5s. And I don't know. I just wanted to check up. I hadn't looked in a while. So it's gone up a little bit.
Yep.
Hell yeah, Duddy. Right, it's working.
But yeah, so, besides that, not much DH news going on right now. That's the Dirty Heads.
You guys are putting out music. It's coming, but there's no answers as to when, right? Well, we have music. You guys,
we do. We have music. We have an album, and we're going to release another single soon. We just don't have the exact date yet. So
okay.
I don't have anything for you like that. But yes, soon, new DH music coming out, and no shows booked right now, as I know of. But there is a couple shows booked for Roman Duddy, Jake.
All right. So the Roman Duddy project, that's going to also be dropping new music soon. You guys are doing some shows, and you were telling me before the show, it's like actual indoor venues. What's the deal?
So it looks like we're going to be doing a 3-show run in Texas.
Okay.
And they're indoor venues. And from what it sounds like, is it there, you get your table.
Yeah.
So you buy a table. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's, you know, two people, four people. I don't know. But apparently that's what it's going to be. The tables are going to be spread apart, 6 feet apart. So the capacities aren't going to be huge. I mean, for what the venues are. And I do think that two of the days we're actually doing two shows in those days. So it'll be five shows in 3 days.
And of course, the Roman Duddy stuff, you know, it's definitely lends itself to that type of crowd more because it is mellower music. Is it going to be just you and Rome up there jamming? Are you going to put a band in, like extra musicians? You don't know yet.
No, we talked about it. And we're going to just be me and Rome, you know, with acoustic guitars. And we are asking the venues if they could possibly get like a cool local opener for us each night.
Nice.
So hopefully that goes through, the local opener. It looks like the shows are going through. And so that'll be cool. Hopefully I'll have the dates for you guys soon. And yeah, I'm actually heading out next week as well to finish recording some of these songs with Rome for our new album that we're putting together. And now it looks like while I'm out there, we'll also be rehearsing for our upcoming shows.
There it is. So yeah, next week we'll be doing Zoom again. Zoom for our Patreon episodes on Monday and Zoom for this Wednesday's episode. But it'll be cool because you'll be out there. You'll be in Nashville when we do our Wednesday episode Zoom for next week. So we'll get to ask you more questions about what's going on with all that shit. And
I'm sure I'll have some more answers. So super excited about that. That should be fun. And just went camping last week with my family.
Yes, we talked about this last week. Duddy went camping into the local mountains to get away from kind of the drama of the election. And then you came back from camping and the election was still going.
Election's still going.
And it even feels like it's still going.
I mean, that's what like they say. You know, it's like half and half. And I don't know. I don't know what to believe. I don't know anything. Oh my God, stupid. But yeah, so you hear it's like, oh, you know, it's over. And some people are super happy. Obviously, some people are super bummed. And then you get the other half that I see is it's not over. You know,
yeah, we're like, suing. Right, well, yeah, so exactly. Who knows anymore? Yeah.
So that's still going on. That's fun.
But, back to the mountains.
Back to the mountains. So I didn't go camping. You know, I went to the mountains. I went to Idyllwild. But we got a cabin and we stayed in the cabin. So I guess not really camping.
No,
but
it's just a getaway.
Mountain life. Right. And we did. And we love this place. We go a lot. It's a small little, you know, mountainy town. It feels like a small little mountainy town. But while I was out there, Jake, I had two different people mentioned me. And then it reminded me you had said something because you were just up there last month. Yep. And they said, while you're out here, hey, be careful. Make sure you're watching your kids because there's been multiple people going missing. Just absolutely missing. And then they were saying, and apparently like it just happened recently again, like someone else just went missing. So they're like, there's like a, none of these people have been found.
No, it's a total mystery. So we were talking about this on our show this Monday for the Monday Morning Hangover on Patreon, and it still baffles us. So we say, we got to go over this again. So Idyllwild, like Duddy said, very small town in an hour and a half, 2 hours from our house. We go up there. It's fun. I went up there for my first time a month ago. And so I wanted to look at it on YouTube. Oh, let's see what the downtown looks like, blah, blah, blah. And it is beautiful downtown. So I was checking it out. But then I kept coming across these missing people videos. And at that time, I think it was six people that had gone missing in and around Idyllwild, either in the town center was like the last time they were seen, or this is like driving down the mountain or something. They go missing and then their cars are found in weird areas. Six people just over this past summer had gone missing. And then Duddy goes up there last weekend and sure enough, they're hitting him up about it again. So I think seven people might've gone missing now.
Yeah, I don't know how old this article is. That
this one's old. I remember seeing this chick. Luke has some articles pulled up, but
I hadn't.
Yeah, so as of August, there were six people missing, and see if you can find.
That's not
seven.
Too long ago. Maybe the people could have been even talking about.
They might have just been warning.
I don't know.
But you guys, look this up. So Idyllwild, California, and look up missing people, and it's like six completely. It's not like it's not like the profiles would make sense. Old ladies, young girls, a couple guys have been in the mix. I mean, all types of looks. There's no pattern here. It just seems to be people that either live there or live in the surrounding communities and were visiting there completely randomly, going missing. Yeah. No answers for their bodies, nothing. A couple cars have been found. That's it. So I love that when you were up there, there was this vibe of, hey, man, be careful.
There was. And it's like, the perfect setting for this movie.
Oh, yes.
You know, like this movie should be made. And it's like when you go to this little town, like you get that vibe, not a creepy vibe, but you get a very small mountainy town. Like you definitely don't feel like you're only 2 hours or so from LA. You know, you're up in the mountains and it feels like that. And so,
huge trees, could, like beautiful settings. Oh, like yeah, you're out there. It's beautiful. It's a small fucking little village. It's so cool.
And you can like, you can almost see it happening. You're like, ooh.
Dude, I like that for a movie. A couple, okay, we're going up to this cool mountain town for our first time. Let's look it up on YouTube. Hey, honey, there's a lot of missing people in this area. Yeah. Oh, don't worry about
we'll be
it,
fine.
Babe. We go up there all the, you know, my parents go up there. And then you creep up and the little creepy vibes and people mention some things and then boom, grandma's missing. I don't know. But yeah.
So yeah, that's had a real nice time, but it seems like 6 or 7 people didn't have a very
such
good
a
time.
Such a great time.
Yeah. So
or maybe
look
they're
it
having
up.
Such a good time. Let's think about it like that. Oh. But they're just, they'll come back when they're done partying. Yeah. I don't think
I'd
so.
Like to believe that.
Luke's pulling up the pictures, man. You can see.
Wow.
Okay, so it is 5-1 women. 5 women, 1 dude. Dude looks like a surfer dude. You go to Facebook, you guys can see. If you go to YouTube, you'll see the video.
Dude looks like he's the one doing it.
Oh my God, you're right. Yeah, that guy looks like, it just looks like you're like a white surfer dude, like hair pumping up, but there's something in his eyes that says, I'm doing this. We don't want to smear that.
No,
that's
I
a
don't.
Smear
that's,
job.
That's,
but
that's
me. I mean, you know, it. But we believe that. So yeah, then it's a bunch of different women, but very different looking, you know? So interesting stuff, dude.
Interesting
so you went to
stuff.
Get away from the election and you put your family potentially in far more danger than they ever could have been here.
100% true.
In a post Kanye
and
not winning.
And just like the election, apparently it's not over. He's still out there.
He's still out there. Yep. Yeah, they're still looking for him in Nevada, and that's where they're still counting the votes apparently. So Nevada, dude, all eyes on you. What else is going on, Dad? That was dark.
That was a little dark.
But
so
I like the darkness.
I like the darkness, but I also enjoy laughing. And you know what makes me laugh every time, Jake? A Jack quote.
A Jack quote. We haven't had a Jack quote in a very long time. Duddy, tell everybody exactly what this is.
So for those of you who don't know, Jack is my son. He's now 8. He's freaking hilarious. And he always just says these random things sometimes where you're just like, they almost kind of make sense. So you think about it and you're like, wow, that was almost inspiring or smart. And then, but it doesn't really make sense, you know? And there's I'll give you a couple examples from the past. If you hadn't heard these, one, he said, Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this? Cause he was doing something like weird at the time that he thought
showing
was like
yourself,
odd, like that. No, like that's a weird thing for, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how many people do this?
Like I'm putting orange juice in my cereal, Dad, on a scale of 1 to 10. How many people do this?
Yes. Another
so perfect. Almost a thing. You're like, you think for a second,
like,
you go, wait, how do I answer that? You can't.
It's
a figure 8. You just keep going around.
There was another time we were out on the lake and he was jumping off the top of the boat and he screamed out, the real question is never give up.
I love that one because that would be a great t-shirt. The real question is never give up.
So you get it. It's my son. He says funny stuff. And he said another one to us just the other day. We were sitting on the couch, me and my wife, just like watching TV or something. And he comes in and he goes, do you know the percentage of people that are in the world right now? 1,116. And then he paused for a second. And he goes, but the number's declining. Because people are vaping. So yeah, explain. Do you know the percentage of people that are in the world right now? 1,116. But that number is declining because people are vaping.
What
and then
did
just
you
like,
watch on YouTube
I don't
that
know.
Made him think something?
I don't know. And it's just the best.
And it's all, I love it because you can't tell if it's against or for vaping.
I don't.
It's like, but the numbers are going down because people are vaping.
No,
so
I think he was
vape.
Saying like people are, the number of people in the world are going down.
I think it was a negative.
Because people are vaping.
So, hey, good lesson hidden within it.
Yeah.
But
don't vape or the percentage of the people in the world will go down from 1,116.
Yeah. I thought there was a lot more.
Yeah.
More people voted than are in this world. So that's promising for democracy, right?
Oh, man.
Oh, and that brings us into election chatter.
Oh,
you guys, we did a couple weeks where we went, you know, we got into it. We vowed that we'd never get sucked into politics, but then we pondered for two straight weeks what it would be like in a post Kanye possible presidential world. And obviously right now where we sit, it doesn't look good for Kanye.
But they're going to do a recount.
There's recounts. There's people stopping, but you know, whatever. So we're still thinking that hip hop vote is going to come through, but it's not looking great for our guy. But let's just go over this. So we're in a post kind of election world. Obviously, it looks like Biden's got it. He's got it. It's either he's got it.
But
for some reason,
that.
It's still hanging in there. We'll see. But at any rate, I've noticed there's three types of election posts now. There's the hell yeah, we win, you guys suck post, which is, you know, the Biden side. And then there's the this shit isn't over fraud, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
Or you just, well, whatever, you voted in a fucking this guy who sucks, you know, still vitriol both sides, right? Yep. And then there's the down the middle post, who I feel like were probably people that voted for Trump, maybe, who are like, I want to soften the blow, so I'm going to do this is my favorite one, the almost more annoying. I'd rather see you rubbing it in or saying it's fraud than the, you guys, it's, you know, no matter who you voted for, let's all just not rub it in and let's just be pals. And look, of course, that's the correct sentiment. That's what we all should absolutely do. But it's not what's happening. And how dare you even expect any of that from social media? So I'm loving the three types of posts that are out right now. But now let's get into the greatest thing that the internet gives us every time anything happens ever. And that's immediate amazing memes.
And they are amazing when they are immediate. I'll give you that.
Right. So we'll deal with the immediate now. Like, so, but then of course, Duddy's foreshadowing to a horrifying thing that happens also right after the good memes. So starting out, amazing memes for the election, of course, all sorts of funny shit. One of my favorite ones was Steve Harvey. One of Steve Harvey
that
who famously messed up the Miss Universe, like gave it to the wrong girl.
I think he said the runner-up.
He said the runner-up's name, and I think it wasn't his fault in the end. They're like, we handed him the wrong card or something stupid. Who knows what the truth is, but famously he gave it to the wrong girl. She's crying. She can't believe she won, and then he's all, oh my God,
shit.
Whoops.
I think it was like he didn't unfold it all the way. So it was like one thing and it was like first runner up.
And
so I think he saw first and was like,
son of a bitch. Yeah, they got to change that. It's first, second, right? Second place with a huge two that's in red.
Yeah, there's no mistake.
Why would you first place? First runner up, same word? That's not fair to Steve. So I saw the meme with Steve with like a little grin on his face, like a oops, in the microphone, and it said, y'all need somebody to announce the winner. And I was just like, I fell on the floor, dude.
That is
I loved
good.
It. And then
that may be the best one.
Dude, that is potentially the best one. But there is this other one that I saw. Luke, pull up the video that I sent you. So obviously near the end of it, like Nevada was like taking forever to get the ballots out. And so then you have the turn it up a little bit, Luke. Let's give it. Let's so Duddy and I. Yeah, we're going to. Oh, he's up out of his chair. He's walking around
gracious.
The volumeless television set. I can't even remember who the fucking singer is, dude. Who is this guy? Montel fucking Jordan? Who is this guy? It's the old love song. One, you're gonna be with you. So this is Nevada counting votes, and it's like just taking it slow. Anyway, super funny. Luke will make it better in post, and you guys will all think this was perfectly timed out. Let's exit out of this, and let's get to the other shit. Luke smoked a joint for his first time, and you can tell he's visibly shook in the studio right now. So then let's scroll it down just a little bit. We've done and then we get into the dark side of meme posting, right, Daddy?
Man.
Right away, there's hilarious memes everywhere.
You see them right away. They are funny.
They're
and then
funny.
What you start to notice is, okay, somebody posts something that's funny, and then either everyone starts reposting it or they take the exact caption and try to put it over their own photo that they think is equally as funny, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you see a good meme or something funny happens or something crazy happens, what do you think, Jake? 48 hours? How much do you give?
Oh, God, 24? No. I give them, I give you 48 minutes.
Oh, wow.
48 minutes. Dude, if you see a wonderful meme that just blows your mind and knocks you on your seat, you've got 48 minutes to repost that. And you shouldn't even do that anyway. You should love it and then maybe do share it, like crediting the post. I don't know how you go about this, but some of these memes, I was seeing Kanye memes where it's like, they're going to announce the winner and Kanye is going to jump on stage, steal the mic.
I saw 10 different, if not 20 different versions of that where same caption,
same
but
deal.
Different Kanye photo.
Different Kanye photo, same caption or same photo, slightly different caption. And so I can't imagine, you know, so you have 48 minutes after you see that. And that's one of the ones that's the first thing you think.
Yeah.
That's one of those jokes where you almost don't even say it because you're like, yeah.
Well, the
thought
first
that.
Time you see it, because, you know, and if it was really quick, you're like, oh, yeah, that's really good. That's one. Good. You true, got true. It. And then you see it the second time, you're like, and then every single time after that, you're like, fuck this person.
Fuck everyone in life. And then this was the most egregious one here, the most overshared and over. It's the map. It's the color of them. It's a map, just white with black outlining. And then there's just child's crazy scribble. Crayon drawings of all different colors all over it, scribble all over the country. And it says, here's what we know so far. And look, hilarious the first time I saw
totally.
It. And the first time I saw it, it was people sharing it where the here's what we know so far wasn't even on the photo. They wrote it in their own comment. So they were almost trying to act like,
look what I came up with.
I thought this, I came up with this. And I saw a few people do that. And I was like, when I saw the first person do it, I went, great joke. You posted a picture. You wrote a funny comment under a caption. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Then I saw several other people do it. And I'm like, ooh, are you ripping off that person? And then I realized it was a meme that actually said that on there. So everyone's a ripoff. I still saw people posting that one today. And today's Monday. It's a week past the election almost. And shame all over your face in life for posting that one still. 48 minutes. So we've got three types of posters left, right?
Well, the other one too, but you know, where I've seen a million of, and I'm guessing these are all probably people who voted for Trump as well. The dead people voting ones.
And those ones
like,
were made me
I
laugh
saw
pretty, at first.
I saw Absolutely. One that was pretty funny where it was like Biden and he was like waving at the cemetery and he said like, thanks for the votes or something. And you know, there's this couple, but then it just got to the point. Oh, actually this one.
Yeah. There's the one with Epstein. Was it Jeffrey Epstein or whatever? Is it Jeffrey? I think Jeffrey Epstein, the guy, you know,
the
so he's
island.
Got the eye voted.
Got the island.
So it was clever and it was funny. I saw one that said like my family all voted and it was a few urns on the table. So yes, but like you said, Duddy, then it gets
then it
out.
Gets now like, okay, okay.
We're
okay.
Well past the 48 minute mark. Everyone's got to come up with new. We just want new material is all. We love it. And then we hate it several days later and we get very upset about it. But anyway, and we're still going. Right? Like, well, I don't know what's going on anymore. We're going to get more memes now about the lawsuits that are going down.
Knows?
We've been in the bunker all day. So Duddy and I don't know the new news. There could be new news.
There's probably new news.
There's new news.
But we're not going to read it.
We are not going to read it. That's really all we have to say about the election stuff was good memes and then don't share them anymore and start getting more than three types of posts. Okay. And and whoever wins is it's okay to make fun of the other side for a while, dude. It's all good.
It's all
and we
good.
Don't even care. We're not saying we lean one way or the other.
No,
it is. We love you all equally. We're the ones who really love you all.
Yeah, the other people who are posting about it, pick a side. Okay.
Pick a side. We just want you guys to be funny. That's all we ask. Either side, be hilarious. So let's get right out of these conspiracies and let's get into some of our own conspiracies. That's right. This is conspiracy query, Duddy, not conspiracy theory. That's what
I know.
It's about. And you tell them.
Okay, this is not a conspiracy theory. I'm not saying I came up with this. I'm not saying I believe in this and I'm trying to convince you that this is real. This is a question. This is a conspiracy query. I'm asking if you believe in conspiracy queries.
That's right. One day they'll understand.
Oh man, one of these days they will understand. And today's conspiracy query is about none other than America's favorite band.
I haven't heard of these guys in a while.
Hansen.
Hansen. This comes from newshub.co.nz. But Duddy, tell, we might have some young listeners, and Luke had no idea who these guys were. Tell everybody who Hansen is.
If you don't know who Hansen is, they're a band from, I believe, what was the 90s? Yeah. It looks like their hit song was in 1997. They had their hit song, Mbop. And they're three blonde-haired brothers who at the time all had like long hair, I believe.
Long blonde hair. They were like little young kids.
Yeah,
like
now eight, it looks ten. Like they have shorter hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this article. But yeah, so they were like a hit pop band, almost like a Jonas Brothers, well before the Jonas Brothers, and probably didn't get as big as that.
I believe they really only had the one hit.
I think they had like two. I remember
they maybe had another song.
I can't remember it though.
They had a second one, but I don't think it got nearly as big as Mbop. So
no,
regardless,
Mbop,
if you
banger.
Like, you can go look up Hansen so you can know what this band's all about.
So we've known that they've always kind of still been around, because every once in a while I'll hear like Hansen's playing, but I, you know, this is the first time we've really heard anything of note about these guys in quite a long time.
No. So, but you're about to hear about them now, right now. So what this is Hansen's singer, Isaac, says that he has a bizarre conspiracy that claims COVID-19 is a war on Christmas.
That's right. Okay? And you say it's bizarre, but when you hear this, it's not so bizarre.
It says one of Hansen's brothers has claimed COVID-19 is a part of a government conspiracy to cancel Christmas and other faith-based holidays. So Hansen implied that the government bodies were using the virus to do away with holidays, claiming Easter has been canceled and Thanksgiving and Christmas were next. And he says, at some point very soon, Christmas and churches, and for that matter, anyone of faith is going to have to decide if your faith is more important than your fear. We are quickly approaching Christmas. Sorry, I'm losing my voice. We are quickly approaching Christmas, and it too will be canceled by our governments, just like Easter was, and Thanksgiving is being suggested to be as well. I, for one, will not comply, Isaac says. I fear God more than I fear death, and far more than I fear my government.
Wow. Isaac boldly stated,
yes,
the most punk rock thing Hansen's ever done. So I give they've more credit to them now. But yeah, I don't know, man, because look, wouldn't you have then said that Halloween was canceled? But it wasn't.
It wasn't.
I saw everybody online with their costumes. I know many of people that had Halloween parties, whether they should have or not. I don't know.
There people was went people in my neighborhood trick-or-treating all
absolutely.
Over.
Look, it wasn't as big as it once was, but it was a thing. So I get where he's coming from. Sense is made there. We get how it works with that thought process, but I'm not sure anything's really canceled.
No, and so I'm confused. So he's saying that all the government, like high up officials, are just saying like we got to get rid of
holidays,
faith-based holidays.
Yeah, a lot of people are thinking that there's like everything's trying to get erased and there's a whole new world order coming in where there's no religion. Or so. I think I'm hearing these rumblings. I guess he's on that train and he's coming to town. I don't know.
I don't know. It's a little strange.
I do love that he's out there saying these things harshly and radly. And I bet you they have an album coming out. Can we look that up, Luke? Does Hansen have an album coming out? Because
I do know that he didn't get the reaction I think he wanted. I from what I had read in farther on in the article was that a lot of his fans were bummed out on him and pissed. And like, he got like a lot
really?
Of people saying like, F you, you know?
When was this article written? Oh, August. Hansen to open up the vault for new album. Perennial. Do you see how it works, guys?
Okay.
Yeah, there
it
is.
All makes sense.
I know it when I see it. You guys, it's the classic Oasis albums dropping. When Oasis had an album about to come out, they would go trash a hotel, slap a police officer. They'd get wasted and kicked off a cruise ship. They'd tell Elton John to go fuck himself. You know, they would, they were the best at, they'd punch a horse and then whammo, their album comes out. Everyone's talking about them and million hits, and they were great. So there it is, dude. Hansen, I don't think he's as Christian as he leads on, dude. I think he's a lurker.
He's a
They're like, get out there and say
genius.
Something. We're about to reach into the vault and bring out some new shit.
Woo!
The world needs some Hansen. Hey, you made it.
Oh, man.
You made it on the Feeling Good with Duddy show. Look, conspiracy. I found we got that one.
That's right.
I think we debunked
that.
And
if we're talking about it, I'm sure their album's going to do great. And I guess I'm just wondering if you believe that Isaac from Manson is going to try and stop the holidays so that his album could do good.
He's gonna say, if you like the holidays, you have to get our new album. You know, it's going to get that whole thing. And everyone's like, yeah, holidays are great. You know, and then Manson. What if it's a Christmas album?
Oh,
holy shit.
Grief. I would not like that.
Santa's umbopping this Christmas. It's like, fucking hang yourself. All right.
Oh, my
dude.
Goodness gracious.
There you go. So if the Dirty Heads have some music or the Roman Duddy album's going to drop, just get in the media, dude, and say something outlandish. And
I am going to go on and just talk all about politics and religion.
Yep.
Say things that I know people will hate. That's how I'll make it to the top.
Bingo, dude. However you get there.
Speaking about making it to the top, these next guys I see coming in are at the bottom.
Yeah,
the bottom of the list of people I like. It leads all the way down to people I hate, and they're at the bottom.
Yeah, they're at the very bottom of people Duddy likes, dude. And it's like a color scale, you know, and they're on the side of, like, you know, wherever the scarier color is. And it goes from I love you all the way on the yellow. We start at yellow. Duddy loves you. And it goes all the way to dark black. And then that means he hates you. That's where they are on the color scale of who Duddy likes. It's a visual representation of what he said. Okay. You know who it is, guys. It's the king assholes of the nation, Snake OG and Blonde Marley. News 4247. We're going to get out of here, Luke. Let us get out of here.
Them.
And then when we get out of that door, let them in that door. All right. Okay. Have fun, everybody. We'll be back soon.
Oh, are you ready, bro?
I'm ready.
Dude, fire it up, bro. Yes. Dude, tug it.
Sick, yeah.
All right, dude.
Jake and Duddy went out that door. All right, cool. Yeah, all right, we'll see you when they come back in, dude.
Go?
Yeah, dude, where do they get? Where do they even go in there? That's the bathroom. I think they just go hang out in the bathroom till we leave.
The door closed.
Yeah, well, all right.
They're probably hotboxing.
You know what it is? They listen to the show in there. That's what it is.
They hotbox
TV,
grindy Chief.
They're the sickest. All right, dude. What's up, everybody? Snake OG here. I've got my partner Blonde Marley
with me.
This is News 4247, where we bring you the latest, most pertinent information in ganja legendary and raveldry. And we're here again, dude. And we're a week removed from the election nearly, and we still don't really know what's going on.
Apparently people are undecided,
or there's legalities at hand.
I get it. So you have to take smoke breaks.
You gotta take smoke breaks during the counting process. Here's what happens. You're stoned, you start counting, everything is working out killer, all your numbers are right there on the number. Then you start getting sober, and then you can't count so much, and then you've gotta roast up. I want you to be adequately roasted. Keep them with a steady, you know, stack of Doritos and get them some gummies, and let's keep these people counting.
And if you're anything like me, when you're counting stuff, you have to constantly start recounting because I forget where I'm at.
Absolutely.
So,
dude,
you know, they're probably just a little baked.
Every vote
smoking
counts.
Hazies.
If you count, if you're on number 6,000 and you fuck, all right, one, two, you know, so we respect that. Anywho, more important than, by the way, we're still living in our same apartment, guys. This is the longest we've ever, you know, because we're in, you guys know, the listeners who've listened a lot, you guys know that we move around a lot. Almost every time we talk to you guys, we're living in a new place. We're in the same spot. It's because we got that back house with our two lovely owners who walk around naked. And I guess as long as we're chill with their dongs whapping around in the wind, they're going to let us smoke hay and have our four dogs in the backyard. Yeah. So we're still lurking in Escondido.
Escondido. Yeah, it's cool. It's getting great. I am worried, though, because a couple of my dogs, they've been walking a little funny lately.
No, I didn't notice that.
Well, I don't know. And I've been starting to see a lot of, you know, dog hair around the dongs of the naked dudes.
So no way.
Just saying, man.
Dude, I am shook, bro. Don't tell me that there's bestialities. Hey, dude. Guys, well, you know what? Positive thinking. We haven't been kicked out yet. Which dogs, dude? Which dogs is it? Dude, I had no idea, guys. I'm a little shocked and a little thrown. But let's just get back to the positive, bro, and we'll deal with this later and report back. Heavy accusations flying on the 420 show. Oh, my heavenly Lord. So, look, voting for the next prez and all the other things is super important. But there was something mega important on the ballot this year. Ganja legalization in several states, dude. So let's check in and see what states became legendary crisp factories, dude, and spots that I'd like to put on my fuck it list. I hate saying bucket list, so I say fuck it. It just feels so, dude. So this article comes to us from news at yahoo.com, and these are the states that legalized marijuana this past election. So Americans were still waiting for clarity on the presidential race this past Wednesday morning, but perhaps lost in the frantic haze of election night.
Haze.
The frantic haze of election night was the legit with the legalization. That's why I usually let Blonde read these things. And I'm not the hottest reader in town. The legalization of recreational marijuana in four states. So let's just give it up for Arizona, New Jersey, South Dakota, and Montana.
Hey. More like Gonjtana. South Dankota.
Dude, South Dankota, Gonjtana, dude.
Red Hairzona. Oh, come on.
Purple Hairzonas and fucking
New Jersey. I don't know.
New Jersey, dude. Sick job, New Jersey. So we're so psyched, dude. We talked about Arizona, dude, going green on the map, dude. And we're so pumped, dude, because Arizona's right there. Arizona, a lot of people don't know this, was one of the first places that the Dirty Heads were like big time, dude. I used to watch the Dirty Heads back in the day when I was, I had a studio apartment in Arizona.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I think you might have been. Wait, did you show me the Dirty Heads?
I think so.
Wait, we've been living together for almost our whole.
We lived there together.
Yeah, no shit. I'm telling you. I'm telling them. That's what. You guys, dude, it's been hazy.
Well, here's the deal with the Dirty Heads. I love that band. It's like one of my favorites, but I kind of wish they would go back to their reggae roots a little bit.
Yeah, they've gotten a bit more hip hoppy and even more like alternative, but I like that, dude. As people grow, you know, musical stylings change, and they still have a few reggae jams on each album.
Yeah, but not like their reggae roots.
Nah, dude, they should go back to their reggae roots, dude. Fuck those guys. Just kidding, bro. They're sick. It is a trip, dude. We're being on this show with, you know, Duddy is actually allowing us on the show because
He's probably listening, and I hope he still lets me come after I said that.
Dude, thanks for all the inspiration.
Four twines.
They're still in the bathroom. Anyway, guys, we just wanted to pop by, say hello, let you know that we love you, and that no matter who wins this election, guys, just be chill to each other because we're all just human beings on the planet. And
just, you know, no matter what happens, it's always 420 somewhere.
Absolutely, dude. Even a broken clock says 420 twice a day. If you fooled me once, you can't fool. This has been a sick show, guys. Sick. This is news for 24/7. This is Snake OG saying puff tough, and this is Blonde Marley saying
stay crispy.
Yeah. Right. Sit. Luke, do we just get up and dip? All right, here they come.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, get the fuck. Oh, sick. Luke's getting a tough guy. Okie dokie. Bye, guys. That was terrible. You know what, though? I noticed they only did one news article. Mm-hmm. But thank you, guys. Close the door, and we're going to sanitize everything you've touched. Yeah. Okie doke. Lock them. It and never come back. They're gone.
They're gone.
They're gone. Good.
Yeah.
Are they fully gone? They're gone. Yes. So they only did one news article, and so that's better.
They can
less one. Of them is the, well, the, is better.
So last week was two. This time was one.
Yes.
Hopefully next week is zero.
Zero. Yes. We're our goal is to
right
get
direction.
Them, yeah. To yeah. get them to zero.
And if they got want. To zero, would that make you feel good, Jake?
I see what you did, and it was a beautiful thing that you did, and yeah, it would make me feel good.
Oh, yeah, and speaking of feeling good, on this show, we have some sponsors that make us feel great, and first and foremost, Koi CBD. We love this product. We love this company. I use it every single day. I do. I take the drops in the morning. I love the way it makes me feel. It really does help me with my aches and pains, but if, you know, I got something that's just really acting up, did you try that roll-on,
that's
Jake?
That's what I was going to say. Yes, Dunny finally, for what is it? It's been like 3 months Dunny's been saying, I have a roll-on in the car for you guys. I want to give it to you, to me and Luke. And yeah, we're awesome. It's a menthol roll-on. You just roll the CBD on your body and it has a menthol scent. Yep. He finally gave it to us. Fuck yeah.
Yep.
Love the shit. Been doing it down my spine because yep. I'm having long days at the barbershop. I come back, my back's all stiff at night and I can't get comfortable. Wham, right down Boom. The spine. 5 minutes later, whatever, I'm on the couch going, oh, I don't feel it.
I don't
feel
it.
It just happens yeah. kind of, and you don't realize it. And then you're like, wait, my back feels fine right now.
It's true. I talk about it every week. And, you know, if you are a new listener, you know, I have tendonitis in my wrist and in my elbow. And especially in cold weather when we're out there playing shows and whatnot, my wrist really acts up from playing guitar. And we just got back from the Dirty Heads doing a little 4-show run out on the East Coast, and it was freezing outside shows every night, freezing freaking cold weather. And I was using CBD drops in the morning, and I was putting on some CBD before the shows, and I never had any aches and pains the whole time. It was great. I highly recommend it. If you're someone out there with aches and pains and you're taking like over-the-counter pain meds, give CBD a try. It's much healthier. I think you're going to like the way it makes you feel. And try Koi CBD because it is the best. And go over to KoiCBD.com. Put in code FEELGOOD at checkout and you will get 15% off your first order.
Wow.
That is right. And also, the Jack Rack. This is a really cool product. It's from a company called Plug-ins Keychains. And this product right here is called the Jack Rack. I have one of these on my my house on the wall. What it is, it's a keychain holder. It's a key holder. And the keychain is a quarter inch cable. Like, look, it's a quarter inch cable, and that's what you plug into your guitar. And the other end goes into your amp, and that's what makes it work. So you plug your keys onto this quarter inch cable. And when you get home, you just plug them right in. Onto your wall, into the, what it is, it's a replica of an amp. They have Marshall amps, they have Fender amps, and they're super cool. They're small. They don't look all big and clunky. So yeah, you put it on your wall at your house, get home, plug it in. When you got to get out, you unplug your keys, and there you go.
There
it's
you
super
go.
Cool.
Holidays are coming. So anyone you know that plays guitar, it's one of those things. You get anyone who's a guitar fan or a music fan one of these, and you're not going to lose. And everyone can use a key holder. Everyone fucking loses yeah. their keys. So there you go. And it's one of those things. If you see it in someone's house, Duddy's had it forever and it always starts a conversation.
It does.
That thing's sick.
That thing's rad. Where'd you get that? And yeah, like Jake said, holidays are coming. If you get this for anyone that you know that either just likes music or plays guitar, they're going to love it. You're going to be a hero. And you can get 20% off if you go over to pluginskeychains.com. And that's plugins with a Z, Pluginz, keychains.com. And yeah, check out the Jack Rack and put in code DuddyB at checkout for 20% off every order. That's right. Every time you want one, put in code DuddyB and you will get 20%
off. I want another one.
Get on.
20 off.
Yeah.
There it is.
That's it.
How do you end that?
You heard it here, people.
Yeah, that's how he does it.
That's how.
All right. It's been a really good episode.
It has.
Last week, worst episode ever. And then you know what? I listened back, not that bad.
Yeah.
Remember this last one week, we were like, this sucks. We're terrible at this. And then this week, we're like, average, or a little below average. Sure, but not terrible. Great, dude. That's good news.
Yeah. So,
all right, everybody. It's questions time. Hit the drop.
Questions. Ask us any question you want.
Ooh. All right, Dud. Have you right. gone through and chosen
we
some?
We didn't choose them, you so didn't. Now I've got
We're doing
to.
The pinwheel spin.
You know what I'm going to do here? Oops.
Are you going to do it on your phone?
Yeah, it'll be easier for me.
All right, I'll explain to everybody.
Then I could just like... Yeah, go ahead, Jake.
There you go. So yeah, for the listeners, if first of all, if you love this show and you want to hear more episodes of this show, we do another show, a whole different show every Monday on our Patreon page, patreon.com, Feeling Good with Duddy. Find us there. Another thing we give you if you sign up for our Patreon is you get the ability to ask us questions, and those questions will be answered here on this show or on the show we do every Monday. Have you pulled up the questions, Daddy?
I do. I have some right here.
We don't answer them all. Some of them are horrifying. Some of them are boring. We had one person. What'd they write, Daddy? What'd they write? You asked. You told me this morning earlier.
Dude, it was. I forget who it was. It was so stupid. And speaking of, it was.
Anyway, terrible
questions.
I'm pretty
sure it was fucking like Kimmy or something.
Oh, come on. Kimmy asks good things.
She does. But this time, I think she asked duck or goose.
Oh, was it Kimmy? Oh, Kim Stress.
I'm pretty sure. I could probably find
Every once
it.
In a while, she does that.
Yeah, she says, which is better, duck or goose?
Okay, Kimmy, shame on you, and you're banned for life.
You better duck, because I'm going to throw a goose at your face.
We're all mad at you, Kimmy, forever. Okay, so yeah, shit like that. Perfect, like Kimmy.
Yep,
and
all right.
So we try to answer the good ones. Okay, you got it, Debbie?
I do. So let's see here. Raul Guerrero says, would you ever consider bringing back the word of the day? Word of the day, or like tip of the day?
Yeah, and
We should.
We could. It got so for newer listeners or whatever, we used to have a thing called like the feel good word of the day or whatever. And we used to be a guest based show. Every single episode we had a guest, and we would ask that guest to come in with some sort of tip, life hack, something people can put into their life to like make it more positive. It was a good thing.
It was.
But we did find out after a while, a lot of it was just the same thing over and over. It was like, be nice to people. We're like, didn't we already do that one? You know, it became one of those. But we should find something like that.
Yes.
Maybe a life hack. How about we? And it doesn't even have to be something we know about. If we don't have one, we search
look
the internet
up.
For something
I
creative.
I like it.
There we go. Good question. We will look for potentially something like that. Yes.
And then Duddy's Little Monsters asks, is there any small venue shows coming back soon or just drive-ins? Well, oh yeah, I answered that,
you
I guess, at the beginning.
Texas.
Yeah, me and Rome will be out there in Texas doing some smaller venue acoustic shows. So yes. That is that. Let's see here. Jen Peterson says, what is your favorite leisure activity? Golf for me.
Yeah, golf. And I guess surfing for me. I mean, surfing. I mean, like golf and surfing, I don't know if that's leisure.
I guess it's not
leisure.
Because
we're like doing things.
Like at home, chilling kind of thing.
Just, like,
or
watching TV. I don't know, man. Just kicking back.
Honestly, no joke. I could throw on my headphones and throw the ball for my dog in my backyard for hours.
That's probably more leisure. Right
I could
there.
Just do
yeah,
that
mindless.
All day. Sorry. But then... Jake LaPonte says, what's your favorite guitar to play and what was your first guitar? My first guitar was, I think it was just, it was an acoustic guitar. Or no, I guess it wasn't. My first guitar was your guitar.
Mine?
Because it was, my brother got like a 80s as hell fluorescent yellowy green Ibanez guitar,
like super
for Christmas.
Metal guitar. It was our neighbor's guitar, and he didn't want to play guitar anymore, and our parents wanted us to start to play, so they sold, I think, my parents his amp and his guitar, and I got it.
So really that was like the first guitar at our house that I would kind of play on. And then I got like a
pretty
cheaper acoustic guitar for a Christmas. And then, and my favorite guitar to play is still my acoustic, like a full body acoustic. I like sitting down and playing it. I have a Taylor GS, which is, I think it's the Grand Symphony. It's got a huge body, and it's an awesome guitar. And when you strum it, you could feel it coming out of it. So I love playing those. But honestly, some of my Ernie Ball electric guitars are absolutely amazing, and they're fun to play because you just fly on them, and they have roasted necks. Every one of my electrics has like a roasted neck, not the glossy finish, and it makes such a difference, especially when you're playing in like hot menus or in the summer, your hands getting sweaty and you got that glossy finish, it can get a little sticky. I recommend getting roasted necks every time for you guitar players out
Sick.
There
get roasted
sack it roasted and get a rusty neck. Not many left. We actually answered a lot of these on the Patreon show this morning.
I'm sure there's great. I'm sure there's great ones that we're missing. Duddy and I don't know. We realize that too, and we're like, we want to make time to do like a Q&A thing where we answer all the questions. So there's things that coming up that more of you will get your questions through, but we do sift through looking for the goodies. There might be some terrible ones here. Should we make fun of some people? There's a lot of real.
Well, here's a good one. Fister Dumptastic. This is a good question. He says, Duddy, let's talk parenting. As someone who grew up in an American and Korean household, I make sure my kids experience both sides of their culture, especially through food. What things are you doing for your kids to know that their combined Jewish-Mexican heritage is something special? Have you attempted insane food hybrids like gefilte fish tacos? Oh, fuck. Or matzah chilaquiles. That's actually great. You know what? Definitely food. Food is huge for my family. We love to go out to restaurants. We love to cook. And definitely, you know, we cook a lot of Mexican food. I don't cook a lot of Jewish food, but my kids absolutely love matzo ball soup. So I make them matzo ball soup a lot, which is great. And we're not like a super religious family. So, you know, but we try to, you know, sometimes when we get together, my son will eat my daughter will eat gefilte fish, but my son won't.
I love gefilte fish.
I actually like it too. Me. Put some horseradish on that, boom.
But it's funny, you know, Fister Dumptastic, like that's the household I have is American Korean. My wife is half Korean anyway. Her mom's Korean. Dad was like Filipino and stuff. So she was born in Korea. My wife lived there for 4 or 5 years before she came here. And her mom is full Korean, lived like in a village out in the middle of the forest, like very poor upbringing, and like had 10 brothers and sisters and like a big, it's crazy, man. She lives with us. So we have like an old Korean lady living in our house. And so, yeah, we have a refrigerator outside of our house that has like kimchi that she does herself and everything. So we have very much Korean foods.
Yep.
And we do a thing every year. My wife and I, we call it, this isn't really Korean and American, but this is Jewish and whatever. We call it matzo balls and milkshakes. Like 1 year we just made matzo ball soup and we made milkshakes. So
matzo balls and milkshakes.
Matzo balls and milkshakes. Let's start that. Yeah. So we already did it. We did matzo balls and then you make, you know, whatever milkshakes and have it after. And so I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's how we get down anyway.
I like it. I love it. And you know what? I'm definitely going to look. Oh, you know what we do? We'll do latkes. We do that sometimes.
Potato latkes.
I like those. Those are bomb. So I got to figure out, I got to make some sort of Jewish Mexican hybrid dish, and I will let you guys know.
I know what it is.
What?
So make the how am I not thinking of the brisk? You know the brisk, is it brisk? Are they brisket? Brisket? I'm sorry, yeah, brisket. Duh, brisk is a Jewish thing, but yeah, the brisket, that meat that just falls out.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaking brisket tacos, dude, or brisket.
Is that a Jewish meat?
Well, they would make, Auntie Judy, she would make it like every time on Hanukkah. Yeah. It is the way she makes it, probably with the onions.
I'm sure she makes it kosher.
That's a Jewish way. Yeah. So anyway, suggestion. All right.
Okay. So we're going to do one more.
Gefilte fish tacos. Done. Oh, all right.
Fried gefilte fish tacos. Yeah,
there you go.
Because I don't think you want it cold in a taco. All righty. We're going to end with Jesse Z rules. Wait, you didn't answer my question. There's no time. And this one, she says, what is something that makes you laugh every time, no matter what? She says, I cry laughing every time a kid bites their finger while eating French fries.
I've never seen that. I didn't know that was like a thing that happens quite a lot. But
oh, that's so funny. Daniel Harrison here says, dude's getting hit in the balls. Like, does anything make you laugh more, especially when a child blasts their dad in the nuts?
Oh, dude, I can't even look when people get hit in the balls.
Oh,
I can,
man.
I almost feel it a little bit. I hate it.
I mean, this
is... I get
it,
though. It's funny.
It's. I'm going to sound super mature when I say this. I don't even care. Farts.
Oh, my God.
Come on, guys.
I've never heard a fart and not laughed.
So that's my answer. And that's also...
Some of my greatest memories are kids farting in class and everyone hearing it and me
goodness.
Not being able to breathe.
Oh, come
Just
on.
Just laughing unbearably for hours on end about it. Yep.
Good stuff.
Quality shit this week, everybody. Great job. Are you still sifting through? What are you doing?
No, I don't know.
We're done?
Yeah, so yeah.
There
great questions. Average show.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much. We love you guys.
Yeah, which sounds negative, but that's an improvement on what we normally do. Thank you. We love you. We'll be back Zooming for both of our shows this coming week.
Yes, yes, yes.
And yeah, I don't know, man.
Peace.
JP, Daddy B, bye-bye.
Fuck out of here.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.